Yeah, you know that Zambia helped to liberate almost the entire Southern Africa region. We were among the first countries to gain independence. And our founding father, Dr. Kenneth David Kaunda, made sure that the entire region was liberated. And I think in that score, Zambia is a big brother to all the Southern African countries. And we've been very worried at the happenings in South Africa in as far as xenophobia is concerned. So there's been a killing and beating of foreign nationals in South Africa. And I think our president has been speaking to fellow presidents who are members of SADC to try and call for an urgent SADC meeting so that they can discuss the issue and find a lasting solution for this matter not to to recur. You may wish to know that xenophobia in South Africa did happen in 2008. And I think when it happened, people took it casually. And that is why there was a recurrence this year. Now, what we are saying as Zambia is that we must take it to SADC so that it is discussed at length and find a lasting solution so that it does not happen again.
Minister Kambwili, were Zambian citizens affected?
And fortunately for us, no Zambian has been caught up in this confusion. No Zambia has been beaten. No Zambia has been killed. In fact, I just came from South Africa yesterday where I went to make an on-the-spot check to see what is going on, and all the Zambians are safe. But we cannot leave it continue just because no Zambian has been affected, because as far as we are concerned, we are one Africa, we are one Southern African people, and when one is beaten, when one Malawian is beaten, it is as good as one Zambian is beaten. So it may be a fact that no Zambian has been affected, but the mere fact that Malawians, Zimbabweans have been beaten implies that even Zambians have been beaten.
How are Zambians particularly reacting to this incident that even some South Africans are condemning?
The Zambians are extremely upset. You know, like I said, most of the prominent politicians in South Africa were resident in Lusaka. The ANC headquarters was here in Lusaka. People like Thabo Mbeki lived here in Lusaka and worked in Lusaka. And up to now, the office which used to house the ANC is still here in Lusaka. So the Zambians are saying, look, why should our brothers in South Africa be beating foreigners when we did so much to try and help them to fight apartheid? And it hasn't gone well with the Zambians. But I think by and large, we've been telling them not to worry, and that we do realize that this act is being caused by the illiterate of the illiterates in South Africa. You know, the levels of illiteracy among some of the South Africans is very high, because during the apartheid era, very few blacks were exposed to education. So the level of thinking, the level of perception, and the level of interpreting certain issues are not so good among the South Africans. So those South Africans that are enlightened and are educated are condemning it together with all the people in the Southern Africa and all the people in the world. And we hope and trust that the South African government, through SADC, will go to the bottom of what caused this scourge, so that it is not left unabated.